Step three.
This is Manav Kuperi. I'm ADHIV, SPACE, KPP, SPACE, all the derivative dating for Dr. Mahiralder. Date of service is January 24, 2013. Patient name is Cherita Skipper, CHERITA space SCIPPER. Date of birth is 6/3/1975. Next paragraph, primary care physician is Dr. Nicholas A. Marshes. Address copy and paste as per records on November 15, 2012. Next paragraph, rheumatologist Dr. Patricia Dhar. Address copy and paste as per records on November 15, 2012. Next paragraph, cardiology clinic note. Next paragraph, reason for visit is follow. Next paragraph, dear colleagues, we had the pleasure of seeing Ms. Skipper in our cardiology clinic today. As you know, she is a very pleasant 37-year-old African-American lady with past medical history significant for SLE, bronchial asthma, diabetes mellitus, came for follow-up visit. Next paragraph, on today's visit, patient is complaining of atypical sharp chest pain radiating to the right side associated with generalized myalgia. Including pain in lower extremities. And today she is complaining of dizziness and blackout since this morning, and she says that she didn't have food and diabetic medications in the this morning. She denied any shortness of breath, palpitations, syncope, and denied any leg swelling, varicose veins.
10 minutes.
And says that being compliant with all her medications and regularly following the PCP. Next paragraph, past medical history, number one, SLE. Next paragraph, diabetes mellitus. Next number, bronchial asthma. Next number, sickle cell trait. Next number, fibromyalgia. Next paragraph, past surgical history. Next paragraph, social history. Next paragraph, family history. Next paragraph, allergies. Copy all as per records on November 15, 2012. Next paragraph, current medications. Copy as per records on November 15, 2012. Next paragraph, physical examination on today's visit. Patient's blood pressure is 111 over 77. Pulse is 82. Weight 130 pounds. Height 4'9". Rest of physical examination. Copy as per records on. Copy the normal template for physical examination. Next paragraph, diagnostic test. For diagnostic test number one, transthoracic echocardiogram period. Done on November 16, 2012, showed normal left ventricular ejection fraction of 55 to 60%, comma, trace tricuspid valve registration.
Is the whole area like your country, Italy?
Next paragraph.
Is that region called Romania?
Labs period done on January 16, 2013 showed sodium 143, potassium 3.9, chloride 108, bicarbonate 27, anion gap 8, total glycated hemoglobin 6.1, HbA1c 5.3, BUN 20, creatinine 0.9, calcium 8.6, magnesium 1.8, phosphorus 3.3, ALP 51, total bilirubin 0.4, hemoglobin 11.9, RBC 3.90, WBC 4.8, platelets 245. Next paragraph. Next paragraph, venous ultrasound of the lower extremities done on October 30, 2012. Next paragraph, Holter monitor period done on October 30, 2012. Next paragraph, DLCO period done on October 23, 2012. Next paragraph, ABA period done on October 23, 2012. Next paragraph, lower extremity venous waveform. Next paragraph, stress period done on October 23, 2012. Copy all this as per records on November 15, 2012. Next paragraph, fibromyalgia period. Patient on today's visit complaining of flu-like symptoms associated with generalized myalgia. And she is also complaining of dizziness and blackout since this morning, as she didn't have food as well as diabetic medications today. She is complaining of the generalized chronic pain with no progression from the baseline, and says that regularly following up with the pain clinic. She patient also said that she missed the recent flu shot. She missed the recent scheduled flu shot. We advised the patient to take plenty of fluids, healthy diet, and continue follow up with PCP. And we also instructed her to come to the emergency department in case of any acute exacerbation. Next paragraph. Atypical chest pain. Period. On today's visit, patient is complaining of atypical sharp chest pain that's radiating to the right side of the chest. She denied any shortness of breath, palpitations, or syncope, except for lightheadedness, probably due to missing breakfast in the morning. And her recent 2D echo done in November 2012 showed normal ejection fraction of 55% to 60%. And her recent stress test done in October 2012 showed normal myocardial perfusion with zero vessel disease. And the patient had no significant risk factors except for the lupus. We advised the patient to continue follow-up with PCP and rheumatologist on this regard. Next paragraph, and continue the same medication regimen. Next paragraph. Diabetes mellitus, period. Patient is currently on metformin, and on her recent labs, done on January 8, 2013, showed HbA1c of 5.3 and total glycated hemoglobin of 6.1, which means to be well controlled diabetes. We advised her to continue the same medication regimen, adhere to diabetic diet, and regular follow up with PCP on this regard. Next paragraph. SLE, period. Patient on today's visit is complaining of atypical chest pain and generalized myalgia, probably an acute exacerbation of her chronic pain secondary to the lupus. We advised her to continue the same medication regimen and regular follow-up with PCP and rheumatologist on this regard. Next paragraph, palpitations, period. On previous visit, patient complained of palpitations, and on today's visit, she denied any. Her recent Holter monitor done in October 2012 showed normal sinus rhythm and rate with maximum heart rate of 145 beats per minute and no evidence of supraventricular and ventricular tachycardia. Next paragraph. Lower extremity pain, period. Patient on today's visit is complaining of bilateral lower extremity sharp kind of pain, present both on walking and at rest. Her pain is more likely to be secondary to the fibromyalgia. And her recent segmental ABI showed normal values of 1.33 and 1.20. And her recent venous ultrasound study showed no evidence of DVT. September 19th, 2011, and normal venous waveforms. We advised the patient to continue the same medication regimen for my fibromyalgia and regular follow up with PCP. We'll reevaluate her in the next visit. Next paragraph. Bronchial asthma, period. On today's visit, patient denied any shortness of breath. Beyond her baseline level, and presently she is able to walk one block without any discomfort. We advise the patient to continue the same medication regimen and regular follow up with PCP on this regard. Next paragraph. Thank you very much for allowing us to participate in care of Ms. Skipper. Our phone number has been provided to her to call with any questions or concerns. We'll see her back in 1 month or soon, and we instructed her to come as soon as possible in case of any acute exacerbation of her chest pain. Meanwhile, she is instructed to continue follow with PCP. Thank you sincerely, Madhukupuri, dictating for Dr. Mahiralda. This is end of dictation.